Conclusion. Dotted border below heading 1. Despite existing international instruments and commitments, gender inequality is a major issue and women and girls generally continue to face violations of their SRHR, especially during conflict and post-conflict. Though conflicts can also play transformative roles for women, providing opportunities to break gender stereotypes, they are expected to resume gender roles post-conflict under the pretext of restoring peace. Experiences of women's transformation to leadership roles should be consolidated and their gains sustained, so that women are not pushed back to their subservient roles to reassert patriarchal ideology when the war has, so-called, ended. Note reference, 149. Because women are excluded from conflict resolution and peace processes, their experiences of conflict, especially relating to their SRHR, are often invisible and can remain unaddressed. It is important to acknowledge that the experiences of women and girls in conflict are different to that of men and boys, and it is critical to ensure that conflict resolution and peace processes reflect the needs of women and girls as well. Sustainable peace cannot be achieved unless structural inequalities and human rights violations, including SRHR, are addressed. Achieving gender equality and upholding SRHR through human rights approaches should be a priority of development plans and programs at all levels. Gender equality and SRHR for all are crucial to prevent conflict in many of these contexts. The feminist definition of peace and the broadened definition of conflict, provided by the CEDAW Committee in GR 30, should be recognized by UN member states. This is important to address subnational armed conflicts and other conflicts in formal peace negotiations or efforts to end violence and at the same time, address their deep-rooted origins as a part of peace initiatives. Note reference, 150. Quote, experiences of women's transformation to leadership roles should be consolidated and their gains sustained so that women are not pushed back to their subservient roles to reassert patriarchal ideology when the war has, so-called, ended. End of quote. Page 23.